Why, thank you, Jungle Jim, for that wonderful musical introduction. Oh man, you are just on fire today. There you are. You know, Jungle Jim, there you are. It's a chilly day up here in the Northeast. The breath of winter just doesn't want to pull away and let spring come all the way in. But there you are, just lighting those keys up with a heat wave. We're having a tropical heat wave with your musical skills over there, just leading in this program. Hi, that's Jungle Jim. I'm Tim Marr. This is Failing Up, recording this podcast along the shores of the mighty Seneca River, flowing all the way to that great Oswego River, feeding one of the Great Lakes. In this case, the Great Lake of Ontario, which, if you make it right, goes all the way past 1,000 islands and out into the Atlantic Ocean, just like my voice and Jungle Jim's magical playing. And right now it's getting a little busy there because soon, about a month away, it'll be Memorial Day, and that whole area will just be slew full of vacationers all the way up there, all the way up until Labor Day, even a little farther. Somehow, if you make a left, you're going to find yourself in Buffalo, New York, beautiful Buffalo, New York, Toronto, Canada. If you go a little north, beautiful area over there. You get over the falls, get into Lake Erie, Lake Michigan, Lake Huron, and Lake Superior, the biggest of them all. Oh, yeah, Jungle Jim. Oh, boy. Yeah, a little chilly here in the Northeast. Everybody has survived the eclipse. Have you survived the eclipse, Jungle Jim? Because what I'm telling you is nothing weird happened. The world's still spinning. All kinds of, you know, it's forgotten now. It was such a big deal. And now it's over. And I don't hear anybody talking about it. Isn't that how things are? You know, all of a sudden, gotta, boom, gone. Gotta get a Christmas tree. Gotta. Gotta get toilet paper. Boom, gone. Gotta. We're a gotta society. Gotta get it now. So easily manipulated. Humans are so easily manipulated. Big thing coming. People rushing to get their eclipse cookies and t-shirts. And I'm guilty of that. And all kinds of crap. And now it's over. Done. Boom. Over. Nothing in me has changed. I do not feel any more connected to the universe. Nothing. Nothing. Nada. Not a thing. Yowzer. So here we have a president on trial in a criminal court. Unbelievable. We have all this, you know, we have a diverse, let me hitch myself there. We have a country divided like never before. We have fiction has become reality. And it's just a wild world. Ay, ay, ay. And you know, Jungle Jim, what I keep hearing is, what's wrong with the kids today? What's wrong with the kids today? Remember that? Remember when you were growing up, Jungle Jim? When you were growing up, I was, I think, almost grown up. But when it used to be, oh, what's the matter? You always hear that from adults, you know. What's going on with the kids today? What's wrong with them? What's wrong with that generation? X, Y, Z, D, whatever it is. Well, I would be more fearful of what's going on now. Because usually, in my humble opinion, and take it from someone who is very impressionable, who was really influenced by the eras that I grew up. I was a child of the 60s, a teen of the 70s, you know, and in the 60s, you know, and then the early 70s and 70s, you know, athletes, you know, they drink beer and smoke, all that kind of stuff. But rock and roll, all that, and revolution. And Now, but there was always kind of a, sense of you could be a radical, you could challenge the system, and you didn't trust the system. You never really truly trusted the system. And you never trusted the system because of the underlying currents, you know, what was really going on, who was really benefiting, whether it be somebody wanting to stay in office, whether it be somebody wanting to gain more power, whatever it was, there was always something underneath the, you know, the crust of the pie, which was there. But what wasn't there is you never saw what was underneath, and it wasn't thrown into your face, number one. And number two, there was always at least a sense of respect where things just weren't sometimes they just weren't so readily fabricated. And the values, there were some type of values back then, whether you were protesting or not, there was, and whether you were up, it was for rights and it was for justice for the most part. But there were values there. That's all gone, man. That is just like thrown out the window. You just took the baby and you threw it out with the bathwater. That's a horrible visual, by the way. Throwing the baby out with the bathwater. I have a cup of coffee here. Yeah. You know, Jungle Jim, you could play a little music while I'm drinking my coffee. Any event, Baby with the bathwater, not good. And bathwater is dirty anyways. But now the, and there are, you know, and there are no role models, and I agree with Charles Barkley, but now the norm, I mean, at least when I was growing up, at least you got, you know, you knew you were in trouble. You didn't lie. You knew you were in trouble. And if you did lie, because everybody tells a fib, call it a fib, and it's not as bad. A fib isn't as bad as a lie, I guess. But if you did, you didn't just totally distort and fabricate the truth into an altered state of reality. And now there are no facts. Reality's gone. And for the most part, people are just outright lying. And they're doing anything to move their agenda along, whether it's supporting foreign enemies, whether it's just blatantly telling lies. And making that our norm. I mean, our norm, it's unbelievable. Our norm is one party's leading candidate, presumed candidate, is currently in a criminal trial, sitting in a criminal trial court in New York, been impeached twice, started an insurrection, has with three other cases against him, and he's their nominee. The Congress can't even pass gas, for God's sakes. And finally, that freak job, Mike Johnson grows a little pair of balls, those little raisinettes he has, gets a little bit bigger, and he decides to do what's right. Finally, he decides to do what's right. And the whack jobs, the total whack jobs in there, want to throw him out. And they want the Democrats, and he wants the Democrats. It's just, see, it's crazy. And the whack jobs are just, they're just, it's totally insane. You know, Matt Gaetz and all these guys. Marjorie Taylor Greene is just, I mean, my God. But lies and fabrication. And when you look at social media and some of the horrible rhetoric that goes on podcasts, you know, this good thing nobody listens to this. Good thing nobody uploads this podcast, Jungle Jim, because we don't have horrible rhetoric, right? If people would upload this podcast, they would find that out. But in any event, just horrible. And I don't care if you're right, left, up, down, middle, red, white, purple, pink, whatever party you're with. The underlying issue is that the behavior that's being not just demonstrated, but the behavior that's being supported, the behavior that's being rewarded, supported and rewarded. I like that, huh? It's like an ad for a jock. If you want to be supported, you'll be rewarded with excellent athletic performance. That's right, because if you're supported with this jock, you will be rewarded with the way you're so confident on the field or play. Mm-hmm. But in any event, supported and rewarded. So not only is it happening, but you're rewarded for it. You know, and why is there so much, and why is violence increasing? Because violence has become a mode of operandi. There are not just now, there aren't creative rhetorical debates, or there aren't creative rhetorical dialogue or comebacks. It's just, he's stupid. It's that kind of stuff. He's stupid. He's a jerk. Degrading, deplorable mocking of individuals. There's no creativity. There's just no imagination there. It's just like you know what? I shouldn't say that, because I don't want to offend little kids, because it's, I don't mean to say little kids are acting as bad as these adults are, because it's, but this is our norm, anger, violence, and lying get you to the top. So if you're on that three-legged stool, fool, if you're on that three-legged stool, that's what you're using to support yourself up. And those are your survival mechanisms. Those are the things that are getting you where you want to go. You're going to lie. You're going to be violent. And that's going to get you to the top. Boom, boom, boom. Three things. I missed the third one. But that creates a culture. That creates a culture. A culture where lying is encouraged, lying is rewarded. A culture where criminal, everybody thinks they can get off. And I don't, and I mean in a criminal sense, and a culture where violence works. Violence works. You can tear apart the capital of the United States of America, and you're not a criminal. You're a political hostage. Violence works, and we're in a violent society. And people say, what's wrong with the young people today? They're so lazy. They don't really understand what's going on, and they're violent. And it shows everybody thinks they have, oh, excuse me, that's an earthquake. No, it's me. Everybody thinks they have a right, you know, that's not our road that I'm driving on. It's my road. You know, no matter what, I get my way. And it's become an I. Me. Remember Finding Nemo and the seagulls? Me. I love that movie. Lot. Keep on swimming. But it's because of that, it's become all about me. Because our leaders, many of them, are about them. And not about the people. Let's not live in a naive world now. Jumbo Jim, wake up. Let's not live in a naive world where we're thinking, well, it was always this way. We're all leaders. We're always for all. That's a crock of baloney. Okay, it's not a crock of shit. It's a crock of shit and a lot of. It's a crock of shit and a bowl of baloney. It's a crock of shit and some baloney. Baloney. You're full of baloney, and you fill a crock of shit. But in any event, something like that. But so leaders were always out for themselves. Okay, let's just cut the cheese right there. Please don't, Jungle Jim. And so, but it was never so blatant. There was always like a percentage, you know. I would always say, you know, 40% for me, 60% for the reason I'm in office. In some case, in the majority of the cases. I'm going to use all these percentages. You can make everything up right now, 70% of those cases. I made that right up. I picked out my ass. So, but it's always, now it's just so blatant about themselves and fabricating to move themselves forward that it's created a whole new sense of reality. And I hate to call them values because it's not values. But if you're a young person, you want to get into public office, there isn't, public office is now public, oh, this is a great quote coming. Public office is private gain. And the teachers for the next generation, you know, when I'm sitting around with a blanket on my lap and eating soft foods and, you know, doing whatever I'll be doing, I don't know, and everything's falling apart, and the nurse comes in and drops me off the chair and throws me on the floor and tells me, you know, I can whatever, makes a fabrication. I don't know where I'm going with this, but I'm just not making sense. But in any event, when I get to that point, this generation, the kids of today will be the leaders of tomorrow. Those are all these old slogans, but it's so true. And you look at how earlier leaders inspired generations, how the Peace Corps inspired generations, how even, you know, even, and I couldn't stand the guy, Ronald Reagan. I couldn't stand him as president. It was 8 tough years for me. Couldn't stand him. The great communicator. And by the way, he was the great communicator. He was annoying as hell to me. He was mainly policy driven, also self-driven, but he impacted generations to come. You know, hard, staunch Republicans, you know, stood against all their policies were things I didn't believe in, but at least they were policies. And Reagan stood for all that. And he inspired generations, that generation's dead, though that era's gone. You know, this era of Republicans just pissed all over that. You know, Kennedy, you know, inspired generations. Clinton, Obama, generations, you know, based on what their, and I don't mean, you know, getting in people's pants with Clinton, but I mean, based on what their mission was and based on what their policies were, you know. And now, it's all about me. And you can lie to heaven. You can argue. You can call people names. You can, there's the gloves are off, the guardrails are off, the balls, you know, there's no guardrails on the bowling lane, and the ball's going into the gutter every time. And the real impact, yes, the impact is immediate as we see what's happening in our country and then how that trickles into a world in crisis and a country in crisis. And you can see how that bleeds out into this world, but at the same time, the future generation is sucking on the teat of our rhetoric. Oh, how do you like that, Jungle Jim? I'm going to say that one more time. The future generation is succulating on the teat of our rhetoric. feeding off it, being nourished by it. It's their norm. It's what's right. It's how you get things done. You lie. You call people names. And if doesn't work, you get a little violent. You get violent. Violence. Violence has been elevated. Violence has been elevated to a form of persuasion. And that's pretty freaking scary. When violence and lying become an acceptable form of persuasion, we're screwed. And you know, that's what's really scary right now. So when I hear people worried about, you know, all the young people today, the kids today, we're the kids today. It's us who infuse and affect the future by these actions. These actions of today, all this is crap, and it's today. The implications are 15 and 20 years out. Yeah, that's what I'm telling you. I hear you, Jungle Jim. I hear you. I woke you up. I know I woke you up. I know it's cold outside. Why don't you warm up the studio with some of your musical talent? That's Jungle Jim. I'm Tim Marr, and this is Failing Up. Bye-bye.